Today from the Ohio Newsroom, improving road safety for truckers. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Truck driving is one of the most dangerous occupations in the country, making up 20% of all vehicle-related fatalities. In Ohio alone, more than 2,000 large truck crashes resulted in fatalities or injuries last year. Walt Riley, an assistant professor at Bowling Green State University, believes there could be a connection between how much drivers are paid and their safety on the road. He's here to explain. Hello, Walt.
Hi.
First, help us understand, why is this such an important issue in Ohio specifically?
Ohio, I believe, is in the top five of states for heavy tractor-trailer truck driver employment. Something like 90 to 100,000 truck drivers in the state. And quite a few, actually, in Northwest Ohio, which is where I'm at and from.
Driving in and of itself is dangerous. Then you add in long shifts. You add in the large size and weight of the truckers' vehicles. And I think it makes sense to most people why this is a risky profession. But how does pay play a role? How do economics and safety intersect?
The typical truck driver is paid on a piece rate, and that could be by the mile, that could be by the load, that could be by the ton. But the moral of the story here is they're predominantly paid when the truck is moving, and often not explicitly paid for their time doing non-driving labor. Long-haul truck driver surveys that we have, they found that truck drivers spent about 20 to, let's say, 23 hours of their week on non-driving labor, and the median driver is not paid for that time.
So what I'm hearing there is truckers are doing more than just driving. They're not necessarily getting paid for it. How does that translate into like more dangerous conditions?
When drivers hit delays, for instance, whether they're held up through no fault of their own at the point of delivery or where they're picking up, or whether they run into traffic due to an accident, that's also time off the clock. Well, they're limited in the amount of hours that they can drive in a day. They're limited in the amount of hours that they can work in a week. And they have very tight delivery schedules just due to modern supply chains. So I guess I would turn the question around on you and say, well, how do you drive when you're in a hurry and drive faster, drive more aggressively, which is the exact opposite thing that you want a truck driver to do.
You've been looking into different pay models that could potentially improve safety and improve upon this issue. Can you give us an example of what that might look like?
For one thing, I think being explicitly compensated for non-driving time would make it less attractive to put those tasks aside or try and log those tasks off duty. And so, you know, one way to proceed would be to make sure that drivers are paid for all of their time explicitly.
Does research suggest any other fixes to help curb crashes and fatalities?
Most of the regulatory discourse is almost exclusively focused on downstream safety issues. There's far less that's being discussed about compensation. I think we have a pretty good idea that fixing turnover would help. I think we have a pretty good idea, at least theoretically speaking, that higher pay should help. But there hasn't really been that much discussion about how we go about doing that.
That's Walt Riley. He researches labor economics and occupational safety at Bowling Green State University. Thank you for your time, Walt.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.